The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 11th. Today's word is nimiety. Nimiety is spelled N-I-M-I-E-T-Y. Nimiety is a noun that means excess or redundancy. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Huffington Post by Richard Bangs. Like all good haunted houses, it hovers atop a hill surrounded by large, gnarled oak trees. There are broken windows with little fragments in the jambs like transparent teeth. There is an iron fence, a graveyard in the back, and a nimiety of ghosts. There's no scarcity of English words for too much of a good thing. Words like overkill, plethora, superfluity, surfeit, surplus, and preponderance, to name a few. In fact, you might just feel that nimiety itself is a bit superfluous. And it's true, English speakers have never found much need for it, though it's been part of our language for over 450 years. For reasons long forgot, we borrowed it from late Latin, the word nimietas, a noun taken in turn from the Latin adjective nimius, meaning excessive. If nimiety appeals to you but you'd like it in adjective form, look no further than its only English relative, nimius, also from nimius, meaning excessive or extravagant, and is even more rare than nimiety. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.